This is Rabbi Haber, and we're looking at the sixth chapter of Psalms, Perek Vav, in Tehillim. For the last 13 years of David HaMelech's life, of King David's life, he was very sick. He was old, he was sick, and part of it was a penance for the story of Bathsheba, that perhaps he had sinned, and he was, he said, Chatasi Negdi Samid, my sin is always before me. So he was sick, physically ill, for the last 13 years of his life, to the point where he just simply couldn't get up out of bed. The story of Shlomo's coronation and of Bathsheba coming in and Nazan the Navi coming in, he doesn't get up the whole time. He was very sick. He was very weak. And this psalm, Psalm number 6, is him davening and saying, you know, I really, really want to get better. I can't be done. I need a little more strength, at least for some time, at least a little bit of time. I need a little more strength. The Radak says beautifully, the Radak says that David HaMelech was davening for his own strength and was davening for himself to get better. But the Radak says that, like so much of Tehillim, David was also writing a tefillah. He was writing a prayer that people can always say for years and years whenever they want to get better. So he says like this. He says, Lamanatzeach b'neginos al hashminis, mizmor l'David. Lamanatzeach to the conductor al hashminis. Hashminis means the eighth, and it's probably an eight-stringed harp or other musical instrument. But we'll get back to that in a few minutes. Mizmor l'David, a song to David. He says, Hashem, al ba'abcha t'richeni. Don't rebuke me in your anger. V'abba chamoschos yasireni, and don't make me suffer in your heat, the heat of your anger. Chaneni Hashem, give me mercy. Ki umlal ani, because I'm weak. Rifaeni Hashem, please cure me. Ki nivhalo atzamai, because my bones are shaking. V'navshi nivhalo ma'od, my whole body is shaking, is frightened. V'ata Hashem, and you Hashem, ad masai, until when? Until when am I going to be so weak? Shuva Hashem, please Hashem, come back, as it were, or take back your anger. Chaltza navshi, redeem my soul, hashieni, and save me, l'man chastecha, because of your mercy. Ke'em b'mova zichrecha, because in death I'm not going to be able to praise you. B'sh'ol mi'yodilach, I can't praise you if I'm in Gehenim, chas v'shalom. That was the humility of David Mel talking. Yagati b'anachosi, he says, I'm just worn out from my moans. He says, anacha mishaberes chatzi gufo sh'odim, a moan can destroy all of a person's energy. I soak my bed every night. That could be with tears, or it could be the Medrash Bereishis says that actually that was part of his condition. He had he was soaking his pillow. He was a king, so they kept on switching his pillow. He would have seven different pillows every night, because throughout the night he would sweat so much and it would soak his pillow. But he must see RCM say, but then he says, and my tears are soaking my bed. He says, because of the anger that I've seen in my life, because of the oppression I've experienced in my life, he says, that's why my eyes are dim, and that's why I just don't have energy. Please keep away all those that are doing bad. Because Hashem heard my cries. Hashem heard my prayer. Hashem will take my prayer. He said, that's all I'm asking. Most people ask for things that they want. I want Hashem. I want you to take something. I want you to take my prayer. He says, I want all of my enemies ultimately to be embarrassed and to tremble. In other words, not just the enemies that David had around him, but enemies of the Jewish people, that they'll see that ultimately Hashem is the one that has the koach, that has the power in this world, has the dominion in this world, and Hashem's the one who's going to help David HaMelech, and Hashem's the one who's going to help them. It's at the end of the days, all these nations are going to look, and they'll be like, oh, why didn't we listen to Hashem? Why didn't we talk to Hashem? He said, there's going to be a trembling, there's going to be an embarrassment there. Yeshuvu Yevoi Shiroki, so it's going to take 1 minute. There's going to be 1 minute of truth, and they're going to see who was really right, and that there was a Hashem in the world. This is David HaMelech's tefillah, it's his prayer. He's so sick, he's old, and he's davening Hashem, just give me a little more strength. So what was that strength supposed to come to? Supposed to come from? Why didn't he just feel like, you know, it's over, I'm sick, I'm done? But where was that strength supposed to come from? So one thing that we find is He says, Lamnatzeach al Hashminis, on the eighth, that also could refer to the Bris Milah. And the Gemara says it one way, and the Yechidah brings it a little bit different. But the basic idea is that he was saying that I have no mitzvahs at all that I can do right now. I just can't do any mitzvahs. I don't have any mitzvahs on me. I'm not doing any mitzvahs. I'm not wearing tzitzis. I'm not wearing tefillin. He said, I don't have any mitzvahs on me. And that's, by the way, there's a halachic discussion about whether a person should wear tzitzis at night. And there's a source of it would be this chapter, because he said, I have no mitzvahs. I'm not doing anything. But then he realized, I have a bris milah. And that itself, that bris, that's one mitzvah I have. And Hashem just helped me with that mitzvah. You see the power of one mitzvah. But there's a little more of a story to it as well. The Medrash Shmuel says that when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe on Har Sinai, he told him, you know, eventually, now you're going to build a Mishkan, you're going to build a tabernacle, but eventually you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, you're going to build a temple, but it's going to be in order. First, you're going to get to the land of Israel, then you're going to appoint a king, and once you have a king, then you're going to make the plans for the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a scroll of sorts that Moshe was given on Har Sinai. He had to stand up to receive the scroll. And he gave that scroll with the plans for the Beis HaMikdash. He gave it over to Yehoshua. Yehoshua was standing when he received that scroll. Then it goes further. Amad Yehoshua. Yehoshua stood up. Umasar lezakenim. He gave it to the next generation of leaders, to the elders. Also Bamida, standing up. And those Zakenim came, and they gave it to the Nevi'im, to the prophets. Also Bamida, standing up. And now David HaMelech has these plans for the Beis HaMikdash. Now finally there's a monarchy. He's raised all the money for the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Hashem, just give me a little more strength to give the plans for the Beis HaMikdash over to my son Shlomo. And the halacha was, and we have to think about why that's the halacha, but the halacha was that it had to be done standing up. He couldn't be lying in bed and giving over the plans. There had to be a mamod. It had to be a ceremony where he's standing up and giving over the plans to Shlomo HaMelech. And that's what he was davening for. He said, Hashem, just give me strength for this one last thing. He says, I know I'm not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but at least let me go and give the plans of the Beis HaMikdash over to Shlomo HaMelech. I want to perform that final ceremony. And then, Hashem, if you want to take away all my energy, then okay, but don't just take away my energy before I've gotten the chance to give over the plans for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what you find in the Divrei HaYamim towards the end. In chapter 28 of Divrei HaYamim, it says that Yakel, David, is Kol Sar Yisrael. David gathered together all of the generals and all the leaders of the Jewish people. And it goes through, everyone standing there. Vayakom David HaMelech al Raglav. And it was a momentous occasion because this was the end of David HaMelech's life. He was so weak. He had already given the monarchy over to his son Shlomo HaMelech. But Vayakom David HaMelech al Raglav, he stood up on his feet. He had one last burst of strength. And that's what he was davening for the last burst of strength where he could give over the plans for the Beis HaMikdash over to Shlomo HaMelech and say, here, we've gotten to the land of Israel. We have a monarchy. Now here's your job. You're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So again, we have a beautiful tefillah here. It's a prayer that David HaMelech said when he was ill. He wanted just a little more strength. And he wrote it in a way that anybody who's ever ill, anyone who's ever not feeling well, anyone who ever is going through an illness can say this prayer. And they can echo the words of David HaMelech, of King David. And with Hashem's help, they'll be answered as well. All the best.